Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a mug on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen. Oh, Steve Harvey, why don't you join me? Yeah, yeah.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey, man, got a radio show. How good is God, huh? Think about it. Just take a slight inventory of your own life and say it to yourself when you get through. How good is God, huh? Think of all the small things. All this, because that's him. You breathing, that's him. You still here, that's him. You got another chance, that's him. You ain't out of here. That's him. You got any measure of health? That's him. You think it's more to it than it really is, than it already showed up to be? That's him. All of that. You got any dreams or aspirations? You dream of other things? That's him. All that. That's him. That's him. Them clothes you got? That's him. Every time you eat, that's why they had this thing called You Say Your Grace. That's him. See, that's him, man. That's him. It's amazing when you take small inventory how you find out how big God really is in your life. Now, the more you turn yourself over to him, the bigger he can be for you. See, he'll only be as big as you let him. It's one thing about God. Now, he's a gentleman. He can make you do anything. You know, you get too big for him. You know, you lose your humbleness. He can humble you now. God created man with the power of choice. We're the only creature he created that he gave us the total power of choice. When we mate, who we mate with, you know, everything, all of it, man. It's a choice. What we want to be, how much we want to make, where we want to live, what climate we want to live in. We can live in cold climates, hot climates. You know, we speak different languages. You can go learn another language. A bear can't do nothing but be a bear. He can't go learn how to be a fox. He can't go learn how to be an otter. He just can't. An ostrich is an ostrich, man. He can't come out here and fight like a lion. A lion is a lion. A lion eat meat. He can't eat vegetables. I don't care how much meat ain't around. He'll lay down and pull up out of here and die because he can't eat grass. He's just a lion, man. You understand this? That God gave us, we are the one creature he created that has total power of choice. You can make every decision in your life. What kind of watch you like? That's the one you can buy. You want to live in Switzerland? Go ahead. You don't like Switzerland? You can move to Miami. You want to live your life of crime? Go ahead. That's you. He gave you the power of choice. You want to do right? Come on. So now, look at this thing. We are all the results of a series of decisions that we have made. If we could just identify that the problem is us, we could begin the solution. See, that's the problem, y'all. It's us. It's what we do. I threw my life down the hill. I can't tell you how many years based on some decisions that I was making. Now, I can justify my decision with I wasn't happy and I was doing this and I was in misery and y'all on that. Yeah, yeah, yes, Steve, when you get through, you made the decisions, though. And you can look at this any way you want to, y'all, but at the end of the day, I'm just talking to people that's really, really wanting to improve their position in life. And how do you do that? You got to have a solution. How do you come up with a solution? You got to identify the problem to even begin to solve it. But if the problem ain't ever you, how you gonna solve something that ain't you? See, okay, let me look at it this way. If somebody say, like, I got a child of mine, man, I just do right here, man. I don't even want to get into it this morning. Boy, I'm struggling with this boy. But man, you go to people, you ask them why they do something. I just wasn't taking care of business. Why? I just didn't take care of business. Boy, do you understand that your life is going to be filled with you got to take care of business? So when you going to start? You know, man, you can't go through life blaming everybody. It's got to be you. See, you can fix you. You can't fix nobody else. If you keep getting married and the marriages don't work, hello. Could it be you? See, I finally had to sit down and just make that decision. Ain't no need of me coming on the radio talking about nobody else and what they did to me and y'all just don't know. No, man. What about the part you played in it? Because, see, if you got a good marriage, you got a part to play in that. If you got a bad one, you got a part to play in that. Even if it just get down to you the one picked them. How about that, Mr. I made a decision? So, you know, man, once you can start identifying the problem, you can get on with the solution. The problem is usually within yourself. Do you know that's the quickest and easy way to fix your life? Fix yourself. That way you ain't got to check with nobody. Here's the beauty of going on and admitting that it's you. You don't have to check or clear it with nobody to start the repair process. You don't need anybody's permission. You ain't got to put it before the review board to see if it'll pass. It ain't got to go through Congress. You ain't got to hope that your local politician get their hands on it and make a phone call for you. You ain't got to ask any counselors to come in and sit with you. You don't have to check into rehab. All you got to do is decide. The problem is me. I'm going to start changing me. Identify the problem and start with the part that you can own up to. Man, that's the deal, y'all. It really is. And see, once you identify the problem, then all you got to do is start to plan it. Once you identify the problem, you can start planning on how to fix it or how to get to accomplishing something. But remember, this planning is important. If you fail to plan, then please plan to fail. If you fail to plan, then guess what? Please plan to fail. It cannot go any other way. If you don't know how to make a plan, let's just start with the basics. Just make a list of what you want. If you don't know how to make a plan, I bet you know how to make a list of things you want. Make this list and then go to God in prayer with an open mind. And open your mind up to all the clean opportunities that are available. Here's why a lot of people won't succeed. Because certain opportunities come along, you don't want to do them. That kills me, man, when I hear people, I ain't doing that. I know young comedians that come to me all the time talking about, man, what you know? I said, man, just take every gig you can, no matter what it pay. Well, listen to me, son. You can go make that money that it pay, or you can make the decision to sit at home and make no money. It's comedy hard business. they ain't paying but $100. You got to drive 50 miles. But if you drive 50 miles and you make the 100 and you stand on that stage for 30 minutes, you are now 30 minutes better than you was the last time you went on stage. Oh, man, they don't pay me. I ain't coming. You ain't finna be a comedian, man. Not like this here. A lot of people just don't want to do what's necessary to do. So when the opportunity presents itself and you open up your mind to it, man, then get ready to go on and do it, man. You know? So remember, come on, y'all. Identify your problem today. Identify your problem today and start with the part of it that's you. You can fix you immediately. Identify your problem today. Start with the part that's you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Today we have several special announcements. I'll make them after I introduce everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Friday.
That's a full cast today. Carla Farrell.
What's happening, crew? Happy Friday.
Moving on into Who It's Finna Be by Junior.
Morning, huh?
What's up, Jay?
What up, Steve? Honey, watch out there now, man.
And the king of prank. What's up, nephew Tommy?
Top, top, yay, yay.
All right, y'all. This morning, I came to work. I see Junior walking up the hall.
Yeah.
Junior wear a suit just about every day.
Oh, yeah.
The majority of the day.
Every day.
Just like his own.
Just about every day. Mm-hmm. As soon as he gets in his office, I'm talking to him and his boy, Brian. They got the little backpacks on, you know, or what that is. They took their backpacks off. As soon as he took his backpack off, Junior took his damn jacket off. Mm-hmm. Shirley and Carla.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Junior got on a skin tight V-neck sweater.
All right, sexy.
That I'm talking about, boy, that boy on his DA clear, and you can't tell him nothing. Stomach done shrunk down. Junior, yeah. I ain't even know Junior had shoulders. Junior's shoulders got some cuts in it. Boy, that boy's stomach flattening out. Got his shirt tucked in so damn tight, Shirley.
His shirt ain't been tucked in all year.
Dog ain't had he wear his shirt out.
Out. Been out
Take
all
picture,
year.
Steve. He fine. Could've, is he fine?
Could girl, let me send y'all a picture.
He's GQ ready.
Stand up over there.
You sexy, Junior.
We gonna put it on the gram right too, Steve Harvey FM. Let me see. Get his pose.
Oh, that's a good
get it,
turn
Steve.
Forward.
Sexy Woody, Junior.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, this is all because he's getting ready to turn 40. Yeah, and he's getting ready to turn. He wanted to change his
But this boy
life.
Right here, Shirley. This boy right here.
What?
So dapper. It scared me.
He too clean.
But Stevie couldn't wait to take that jacket off.
He couldn't get the jacket off fast.
You hot, Junior. You hot. It's hot in here.
Send me the picture.
I'm working on it now. Oh, Lord.
You ain't had his jacket off all year.
You all take the longest to send stuff. Okay, whoa, so. Junior.
Huh? Junior, look at you.
Day 19.
Oh, you're on day 19?
Day 19.
Oh, wow. Your face is slimmer?
Dog, this D-Herbs cleanse has been doing it for Junior.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go, Junior.
Well, dedication.
To fit by 40, but when we get to saying it so, trust and believe when I step on stage, there will be no shirts. Trust and believe when we get to saying it so.
Is that a promise?
Whenever I step on stage, there will be no shirts.
Hey, Junior. Junior, what we going to do is shirt open.
Yeah.
At saying it so. I might just be able to button mine down to my sternum. Jay will walk out there with no shirt on at all.
All right, we got to go, guys. We forgot to mention that today is Nephew Tommy's birthday. We'll talk about that when we come back. But, oh, boy, we have to tell you what happened at a coffee shop in Canada where this lady just let it all go. We'll be back at 32 after the hour with something funny.
She let it go.
Yeah,
it hit the fan.
Yeah, something funky is right.
Funky.
We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, before we get into something funky, are we renaming this segment? We got to say happy birthday to the nephew. Today's
yes.
Tommy's birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Tommy.
How are you today, dog?
Thank you.
No. 45.
45. All right, man.
Whoa, stop lying.
I'm going back with
it. Go back with it, dog. Take
Benjamin
it back.
Buttons.
Dog. Hey, dog. 50 what? What do you know?
One.
51?
51.
You guys are 10 years apart, Steve.
Yeah, exactly. I know that. I just like to hear him say it.
As president of Team Timer, I'd like to wish you a happy birthday.
Yes. Go
team. And the only member of Team Timer.
No, that's not true.
You could campaign and get some more members out.
We're on Team Tommy. What are you talking about?
The way y'all walked away from at the race, y'all are not on Team
Well, not sure that day.
Y'all Team Tommy.
We were before the race.
He lost my blanket.
The way y'all walked away that day, man, that's not Team Tommy.
Well, happy birthday, Tommy.
Happy birthday, Tommy.
Any special plans?
Thank you.
Oh, but you
no
got to
hang out with the wife and kids. No plan.
And next hour when you go, you and Unc do sports talk. You have something special to tell us.
Got to tell y'all what happened at the game.
Okay.
The Rockets game.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, man.
Yeah. Have a
great
day.
Thank you,
brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Neff.
Would you get him, Unc?
Thank you, sir.
Did you get him anything?
Oh, no.
I said
you ain't bought me nothing, though.
No, I gave you this job.
That's your gift, Steve?
That
was 14 years ago.
You better thank the Lord you still.
When you open up your check, say happy birthday to yourself.
Yeah.
Jay, Junior, did y'all get me something? Jay and Junior?
I'm Team Tommy. I got you something. Happy birthday. Here it is again. Happy birthday.
I always get you something, Tommy. I got you a hard time today. That's it.
I know my ladies got me, though. I ain't worried.
Yeah, it's in the mail. It's in the mail. Yeah. It's coming.
It's in the mail to where?
To the chateau. It's going straight to the chateau.
Gifts in the mail. The gift is
okay,
in the mail.
Okay, Tommy, do you want to go to lunch or something today? Surely we could take him to lunch.
Because he just got paid. Okay,
take
good.
Take him to a drive-thru.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
That's great.
Did you hear that? We could take him out to lunch. He just got paid because y'all abuse my nephew because he always pays for y'all. Because
he's such a gentleman.
Always. That ain't got nothing to do
he
with being a gentleman.
He won't allow us to pay, Steve. We have tried on occasion.
No, y'all ain't. Shirley,
y'all ain't never tried. Shirley.
Yes, we have.
No, you haven't, Shirley.
Remember that time back in 2000?
No,
and,
we don't.
We...
No.
Oh, now you're in it, Steve.
No, we don't, because y'all have been abusive to him the entire time.
No, we haven't.
You and Carla and Monica have never, ever offered.
He's just such a gentleman.
Y'all ain't never bought him lunch. It's got nothing to do with a gentleman.
We have tried. We have tried. He just won't let us pick up the check.
Y'all ain't never tried.
He's a gentleman.
Tommy, do you recall Shirley trying?
Never. Shirley
have
has
I
never
tried,
tried.
Tommy, have I
Shirley,
tried?
Shirley, let me tell you something about Shirley. Mm. Shirley will out-sit you. Yeah. You know how you sit there in the bill come? Shirley will out-sit you.
Oh, God.
And sit there an extra hour.
And
you, till you just gone. Yes.
I think I've tried. Have I tried, Tommy?
I don't think so, Carl.
No. Let me say
what
this
What is out-sitting, Tommy? What is that?
Let me hear. Let me tell you something.
Shirley has sat there so long. We ate again.
It was lunch.
I ain't lying.
It
Hold
was
up,
dinner.
Tommy, let me tell you how they did me.
Oh, God.
Her, Carla, and Monica.
What happened?
I had a meeting at a restaurant in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Asian restaurant.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I'm over there in the meeting. They done ate. The meeting lasted a long time.
Ooh, it was long.
I go over to their table, sit down, and I order something.
Uh-huh. Help yourself.
Yeah. They ordered a few more things.
Right. Well, we've been there forever.
Hold up, dog. And then guess what? Tommy, I paid for that.
They had
finished eating. They tab was on the table. The lady bought two checks, went back, put it all on one check, and brought it to me. And they sat there.
Aren't you glad we work with such gentlemen? You guys
Tommy,
let us pay.
Act like they ate a damn thing. Over there just sucking on drink.
That's out-sitting you,
dog. The one time I went to breakfast with Shirley and Monica, they left me in the restaurant. They left.
We had shopping to do, Jay.
They got up and walked out. I'm still sitting there. Was it breakfast, Jay? Tip, nothing. Wow.
We were done eating. What are you supposed to
just
do?
Them types.
Other people needed that booth, Jay.
I can beat that. I have taken Monica to lunch, and she ordered her lunch and her dinner as a doggy bag.
Yeah, to take
and
home.
Took it home.
We don't cook. That way you don't have to cook. What is the problem?
Because Monica is countryer than all of them.
Yeah.
Planning ahead. Good job, Monica.
I can top that, Tommy. I'm sitting at work, and I get a bill because Shirley ordered Uber Eats. I'm like, how the hell?
They send this to you?
Jay, you know I don't cook. Now that's not even right, Jay. You know I don't cook. What was I supposed to do for dinner?
What's the girl
I mean, really?
To do?
Yeah. You want me to starve? What is this?
Oh wait, I got one.
I feel ambushed.
We all down at Disney right now.
Yeah.
Boomerang, who's a diabetic, orders a giant banana split. Tommy say, "This N word finna die at Disney."
I remember that.
Tom, I couldn't breathe.
Yeah, you lost it.
Boomerang ordered the giant banana split. Tommy said, "This N word finna die at
right
Disney."
Here.
The happiest place on earth.
All right, we got to get to run that prank back right after this, but we still have to tell you about this lady who let it all go at a coffee shop
it
in
hit
Canada.
The fans,
yeah. Yes, it did. A lot of sugar, honey, iced tea. All right, right after this, run that prank back with the nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have sports talk with the birthday boy and his uncle. But right now.
Whoa!
What?
Junior.
What up, man?
I just got the sweater picture.
Oh, you scared me. I thought Junior fell or something or had
Goody.
A crisis or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks good, right?
And I dare you to raise me now because I'm fast.
Part two coming up, Junior.
Hey, Junior, but for real, dog, how many pounds you lost?
Right now, last time I weighed in, last week, 15.
Dog, that's good. 15 pounds.
In 19 days?
Yes.
That's good.
Dog, wow. In 19 days. This dude, I'm telling you, that deer is clean.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't just saying
it's the
it.
Truth. No. I know. Mm-mm. Yeah. No, no. All right. Right now, it's the nephew's turn to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
Your doors.
Mm-hmm. Your doors.
Your doors. Let's run it.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach a Mr. Paul, please.
Call Virginia Senior.
Probably senior.
Okay, this is me. How you doing today?
I'm good. Listen, my name is Mark. I'm actually calling from a company called Doors. Are you at court?
Yes, correct.
You guys just built that home, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm like I said, my name is Mark Stevens. I'm actually calling from Doors. We're actually the company that supplied the doors that are actually throughout your house.
Okay, great. What are you calling for? Follow up?
No, this isn't a follow-up. Actually, we've got a couple glitches we want to try and get straightened out if we could. Well, here's the problem, sir. The problem we're having is that the contractor that actually built you all's home has not paid for the doors. You guys have been there 2.5 months, and we can't seem to get the contractor to come in and pay for the doors.
Okay, so you tried to call them.
We've tried to call him several times, and we have not been able to
what
get
what number do you have on him? Because if you don't have a good number, I can give you a number. Because I really don't have anything to do with that. In fact, how'd you get my number?
Well, actually, we had your number on file as the homeowner, and that's pretty much how we had you. But the problem we're facing here, sir, is we've tried to get this guy for the last couple months, and we can't get him. So, actually, what's going to happen here in the next day or so is we're probably going to have to come and get all the doors.
Hold on, wait a second. Do what?
We're probably going to have to come and get all the doors in your house, take them off, and bring them back here to the plant until
Who's going to come get all my doors?
We're going to have to get those doors until either we get a contractor or, you know, we get paid for the doors. Now, what could happen is you could pay for the doors.
No. I already paid for the doors. That's past tense. I've done that. Paid. You're saying paying, that means I got to double back.
Well, sir, we haven't been paid, sir, for the doors as well.
No. The contractor was paid for the doors, so that's who pays you.
Okay. And what I'm trying to explain to you, sir, we haven't been paid at all here at Doors.
Now, when oh, we get paid, oh, oh, okay. Well, at Doors, They should have received a check for my contract.
Okay. And what I'm explaining to you, sir, is that that hasn't been done.
I told her, since you have not been paid, you're going to come back and get my doors. Now, you said we. Now, who's all this? You and who are we going to come
back? Here's the problem here.
No, there ain't no problem. We're going to resolve this very peacefully. But who is we?
Okay. So what's taking place here at my job is they've taken this money out of my check that hasn't been paid for the doors.
Oh, yes. I can understand that. But why would they take it out of your check? You did the man hours. You've done your work.
I understand that, sir, but since the company hasn't been paid, the company is taking it out on me, and it's not going to come down on me. So either I'm going to get the doors.
Well, you need to quit your job, because they need to give you a bonus, but give you some hourly work, because bottom line is, you're talking about coming to get my doors. No, that's not going to happen.
Either we resolve this peacefully as if you pay for it, or I come out and get the doors. And I'm not finna sit here and go back and forth.
You need to go ahead and come get these doors. Gas up. And come get these doors, because you're not going to come and get I'm not going to send you no money.
Okay, sir, then what we need to do is get a scheduled time where I can come out and get all the doors.
I'm on your time.
I'm sorry?
I'm on your time now, so you must be paying me now since I'm on your time.
What are you talking about?
Because you're talking about you're going to set up a time with me. That means I have to leave and do what I do to be meet you here to get something that don't belong to you, which is my door.
Sir, you don't have to be there at all. Because I'm going to come in and take the front door off, and I'm going to keep moving through the house and get all the doors and get them back here to the plant.
I don't think you hear yourself. Now, first and foremost, when you come to the front door, I'm going to be there waiting on you. As you take it off the latch, I'm going to be on your behind making sure you realize you're going to have to take this door or take this and I'm pretty sure that will be coming to you when you get that first door.
Sir, I can't keep going back and forth with you. Let me say this to you. I'm coming to get them doors even if I got to take a whooping because I got to get my money back from the company that they done took from me because your damn contractor did not pay for the damn doors.
Hey, you better bring your tone down when you talk to me. You talking to a grown man, I'm gonna put this on you. I'm not gonna allow you to come to my house and take these damn doors, and you ain't coming to get no money.
I'm coming to get them doors, and I'm coming to get them today. I need every
door. Come on now. What time you coming? Because I want to be prepared when you come mess with these doors. Because I make sure, please, what time you coming?
Don't worry about when I'm coming. You'll know when I'm there when I take the first door off the hinge.
Every door, we gonna meet at that door. I'm gonna whoop that and tell you what, I'm gonna pay you. I'm gonna pay you $1. Whooping. Now take that check. You can make $10.75.
Whooping or not, I'm gonna take that whooping if that's what it takes. But I gotta take these doors so I can get my money back.
What I need you to do next time: get your damn money. Stop. Get a job that pays you better for this whooping. You gonna get in fed well.
I'm not, sir. I'm not gonna keep going back and forth with you about you whooping my.
You ain't gotta go back and forth. That is the end. Bring your over here, take that whooping, and take it on home.
But I'm bringing them doors too. Every door in that house. You should have been calling a contractor.
You should have been calling a contractor.
But y'all over there stealing doors from my damn company.
Well, now, I'm telling you what, you need to be calling them. He got your
I'm
money.
I'm coming to get every door you got in that house.
Bring me that number.
I tell you what, you know what I'll do? I'll just wait till you go to work.
Bring me the number
next
right
week
now.
And I'll just come in there and get them doors while
your
ass is gone.
You, Junior? Wait a second. Now, I just told you, you ain't coming to get no doors. I just got through telling you this. Junior, get it from your mama.
I'm coming to get them doors. And you know what else I'm coming to do?
What?
I'm coming to tell you who I am. Do you know who I am?
Yeah, more I know who you are. So you walk your up here, I make sure I introduce myself. You want to come get a door? Well, I come get these doors then, if you're that bad.
That ain't really who I am.
Well, who are you?
I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got prank phone call by your wife, Faye.
That's right, she was bringing the damn number. You gonna get it when I get downstairs. Oh, brother, you got me. You know, I'm a typical Negro. I got one of them red doors. You know, when you get them red doors, you're doing something.
Oh, man. Hey, man, I got to ask you, man. Paul, what is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Oh, Steve Harvey Show and Cousin Tommy.
I was over here just praying, man. Faye, don't bring that number in now.
But all I heard was all this moving, so I'm thinking they looking for it, but they down there probably on the floor giggling.
All right, thanks, now the king of pranks.
I got the mic in my hand Sunday night. Amazing Grace Conservatory presents Hercules. I am not Hercules, but I am hosting the play Hercules in Los Angeles, California. They got two shows Saturday. They got two shows Sunday. That's Saturday, May 19th. 7:30 p.m. show. Sunday, there's two shows. 3 o'clock p.m. is sold out. 7:30 p.m. I am hosting the last show. Come hang out with your boy and watch the great show, Hercules, done by Wendy Raquel Robinson and the Amazing Grace Conservatory presents. And who knows? I might just step in and be Hercules. You never know.
All right, we'll be back with Sports Talk with nephew and uncle right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the birthday boy is here with Sports Talk with Unc and Neff. What you got, Tommy, birthday boy?
All right, Uncle Steve, we're going to start Western Conference Finals, baby. You saw my boys. They came back, tied that thing up. It's 1-1. What you think? First, let's just say this. How about them Rockets?
How about them, baby? Yeah.
How about them Rockets?
Junior? Ain't yes. You a Rockets fan?
Junior, absolutely. You better make your little skinny behind better make some noise up in here.
He's too fine right now to do all of that. To do all of that.
Ever since you got this finished. Tight sweater.
That was Fat Junior did all that clapping. Now, Tim Junior don't get involved.
Right, Jay.
Absolutely.
What you think, Junior? You think I got a game in the West? You think my boys are going to show up when they get over to
show up in the West. I hope so, man.
Okay.
I hope so, because, hell, at least let me pull for Houston, because we down, too.
Eastern Conference. Hey, man,
Houston could actually win a title this year.
I know.
They got to play. They got to play like that every night, every single night.
Can they play like that every night?
Well, but now, I want you to understand something. Golden State, Steve Kerr, they're gonna go back and look at film. They're gonna say, okay, because what they did the other day was outstanding, man.
Oh, they did. Man.
The way they passed the ball and got it, and then they got some help from some people that I ain't never even heard of.
You mean on the Rockets, yeah. Steve, when you say that? Yeah. Okay.
Mm. Yeah. You know, Reja, I know, but the other dude, I ain't know who the hell he
PJ
was.
PJ Tucker.
No, I ain't know. Oh, Tucker was clowning last night. Where the hell he come from? He had 22 points. He been looking at the score sheet all night. He slept with the score sheet.
So I got to tell y'all this. Me and Jackie go to the game, mm-hmm. All right?
Okay.
We go to the game. If you want to go buy a shirt, we go out and buy a shirt. We come back. It's halftime. We sitting there. And all of a sudden, a couple next to us get put on the Kiss Cam. And then the Kiss Cam moves right over to us.
Oh.
So, of course, you got to kiss. Yeah, of course, you got to kiss your girl. And then after that, my phone and her phone is blowing up. Everybody saw us on the Kiss Cam. So, that was our
Aww,
date night. That,
happy
yeah, that was
birthday.
Our little date night.
That's
thing.
Cute.
So, did you hear the call from your side?
Jay.
Okay.
That was a moment, Jay, that you just ruined.
No, the moment's still there. I just asked a question.
You didn't ruin the moment, Jay.
I didn't ruin the moment.
The moment is over.
He had the moment.
The president.
Thank you.
The president.
Of Teen Top.
Did you get a call from your side piece?
That's your loyal team member. Go ahead, team.
The president.
Oh, Jay Anthony, you ain't worth a damn, man.
I'm the president of Team Tommy, man.
Steve, I think now is a good time for you to say something.
Oh, God.
I don't understand the president of Team Tommy. Because that's
oh
so
man,
dumb.
he gotta be the president of Hater Tommy. It's got to be. It's not Team Tommy.
I mean, oh.
Saw you on there kissing your wife.
Like that's a bad thing.
Let's do it to you. Yeah. So the phone rang.
Oh,
you,
okay.
You decide. You decide. Okay, you decide. Hello? What you call me for? What you call for? Can't
what you right think now? I'm calling?
I can't talk right now.
You can't talk right now?
I'm at work. I'm at work now.
No, you're not.
I'm at
No, you're not at work.
I'm at
you're
work.
At the game kissing on your wife.
Ain't nobody at no game. None of me.
I just saw you. You was on the Kiss Cam.
I can't even talk. Can't
you're not. Why are you lying? You was just on the game. I just saw you. Me and my girlfriend sitting up in here. And you just kissing your wife.
That's a prank. That was a prank. That's all that was. That was just a prank.
Just going to sit up there and kiss her on camera. I thought y'all was separated.
We all separated. What? She went to the game and I went to the game. But we didn't go together. We didn't go together.
Wait a minute. You just said you was at work. Well, you ain't listening.
You're right. I lied. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I lied. We at the game.
So what else you done lied about?
Here we go.
So you ain't separated? Because you look together on the kiss cam.
We're not together. We just...
Together? Well, your lips was mashed up against each other.
That was a prank. That's all that was.
That wasn't a prank because you tongued her.
All this went down.
You tongued her on the kiss cam, same way you tongued me.
Not the same way.
Here I am sitting up here with my stupid ass thinking you separated. You sitting up in here kissing yo. What's her name?
Can I explain?
Now, you can't explain nothing. A picture is worth a thousand words.
Can I explain what happened?
Go ahead and explain it.
She went to the game.
She went to the game with you.
We didn't go together.
You were sitting there together.
But no, what happened?
How y'all just happened to get seats together?
Things like that.
It was sold out. Things don't happen like that.
Things like that can happen.
No, you bought the tickets for this heifer.
Why would I buy her tickets?
Because she your wife.
Wow. Yes.
That's serious.
Oh, man.
I'm tired of this. Embarrassing me in front of my girls. Sitting up here talking about, ain't that him? Yeah, that's him.
I'll call you when I leave work.
You ain't at work, fool.
Can I go now?
You're probably at your house and y'all ain't got separate rooms. Lied to me just like the president. All y'all just alike.
I'll call you later. Love you. Bye-bye.
You ain't got to call me no more. Call your wife.
He said that's a prank.
No.
Holding you thinking you need consoling.
Am I not the king of the pranks? That was a prank.
Lying ass. Well, who you pranking, me?
All right. All right. We'll be back with an update on the royal wedding at 20 after. That's right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The royal wedding is tomorrow, guys, and the American princess-to-be Meghan Markle has confirmed that her dad will not, actually, he can't attend her wedding and walk her down the aisle tomorrow when she marries Prince Harry. Mr. Thomas Markle is recovering in the hospital after undergoing serious heart surgery. Now, this is really serious, guys. There's been a lot of Markle family drama with the royal wedding, which is like, of course, most weddings. It's going to be some drama, but this is like a wedding for the world to see. You know, you may have drama in your wedding, but it's not on display for the whole world. So the question now is, will Meghan's mom walk her down the aisle, or will Prince Harry's father, Prince Charles, walk her down?
Yeah, his dad ain't coming. He had a heart attack. He ain't going to make it. To the wedding, I'm talking about. Just to the wedding.
Yeah, thank you.
But you know what? I saw the whole thing on CNN about Meghan Markle's upbringing. Mm-hmm. She's a really bright girl. Now, then, the tabloids over in London were eating her up because, you know, they said she's mixed. The royal family is getting mixed now. You know, they over biracial. In London, they was tripping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Carla, did you see the story, the Lifetime movie about their lives?
Yes, it was really good.
Yeah.
And her mom is a big part of her life, and it was really good. They met on a blind date, and
I saw that. Yeah. I watched really it. How they met on a blind date.
Met on the blind date
and everything, and then he called again, and he convinced her to come to
Botswana.
Botswana in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's balling right there, boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Meet me in Botswana.
Ain't like meet me at the Waffle House.
I'm going to fly you over there. I got you.
Yeah, it was a really good story. But did you see the part when Queen Elizabeth took her around to show her the pictures? She took Meghan to show her the portraits on the wall. And she said one of the queens was of African American heritage, but they try to blot that out in pictures and make her look more European and white.
What?
Did you see
but
that?
In the palace, yes. In the palace, they showed the original picture where they showed this queen's or prince's heritage, and you can clearly see from the hair
that she was black. You know, something they don't ever talk about, but it was in the movie.
But you know what? It's amazing through all the history of time how people of color have been shown to have superior skills in architecture, mm-hmm. in cultural, in kingdoms. That's why when Napoleon took his little short ass over there and blew all the noses off the Sphinx, because they had African noses, mm-hmm. blew all the noses off the Sphinx. Ain't that about nothing? You little short ass.
All right.
That's why the Sphinx ain't got no nose.
Yeah, man.
Yes. All right. Hit us up on social media with your comments, SteveHarveyFM.com. We'll be back at 34 after the hour to talk more about this right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it is your nephew's birthday today. Happy birthday again, nephew Tommy. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday, nephew. Boy.
So what are you going to do today, sir. Tommy? We have some great shout-outs, by the way, from all of people who've checked in at Steve Harvey FM social media.
Hey, we're doing
sites.
All good stuff for Tommy today since it's his birthday.
Okay. Well, Carla, you have some birthday shout-outs from, from social media.
Here we go. Carla Evan Brooks. Hey, Carla. Birthday wishes to nephew Tommy from Camden, North Carolina. I love the prank phone calls. Keep up the laughter and God bless you. This is from Michael Waldron, nephew from New York. What I love about Tommy is his spirit, his sense of humor, and the prank calls. He is truly, truly, truly funny. This one is from Terry Cooper. Lots of love and birthday wishes from nephew from Oklahoma. Love you, nephew Tommy. This one is LaToya Oxford, and she says, happy, happy birthday to you, nephew Tommy, from the Queens. She's in New York. I pray God bless you. And for many more years to come, and keep up the good work. Love you on the prank calls. That seems to be the consensus. Everybody loves you. Randy Barlow out of Virginia. He says, love your prank calls. Denise Garnett from Maryland. Wishing nephew Tommy happy birthday. Lots of love. Lisa Watkins, happy birthday, prank calls, laughing, good family man. All right, Lisa Watkins. And let's see, Lake Charles, Terry Miller, wishing nephew Tommy blessings on top of blessings, overflow. My favorite prank call is Raymond in a closet. Terry Miller from Lake Charles. That was Terry. That was cool. All right, this one is from Richard Hudson. He says, I like the way nephew Tommy bagged up in the car in the driveway. Oh, bagged it up like a car in the driveway when your wife called in, Tommy, last week.
Lemonade.
Yes.
Boy, he bagged that up, boy.
He said, boy, you bagged it up. Never
hey, I got
Tommy,
one that just
you.
Came in. This came in from at Side Piece.
Oh, Lord.
Happy,
I hate
said,
him.
Happy birthday, even though I saw your punk ass at the game.
That was from who?
At side.
That's our social media page.
Thank you to everybody. Thank you.
Oh, go to SteveHarveyFM.com to wish the nephew a happy birthday. Mm-hmm. At side piece.
All right, this one is from Cheryl Goff. She's in New York City. Happy birthday, Tommy. I love your pranks. I love when you tell Junior to shut up. Nicole from Portsmouth, Virginia. Happy birthday from Virginia Beach. Nephew Tommy, we both share the same birthday. So happy birthday to Nicole
happy birthday.
As well. Yeah. Loretta Stevenson, she says, happy birthday, Tommy. We love you with the prank phone calls. You be cracking me up. You killing it. This one is from Philly, baby. WDAS, Steve.
Philly.
Yes, Valerie 105. Overton, she loves listening to the prank phone calls. Bernice and Callie, she says, happy birthday, Tommy. She loves you very much. And all Sean right. Wilson says, happy birthday. Oh, so he got a lot of love
you.
For the
and
birthday.
So, Tommy.
Any more from you,
yes,
Steve?
Sir. Oh, thank thought... you, everybody.
Let me ask you this, man. What you thinking about doing today? If you could get for your birthday anything you want, what would you get?
Somebody going to have like four scoops of some kind of ice cream in front of me
ooh,
at my house.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite ice cream, Tommy?
I'm traditional. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. All
come
this
on,
is
Neapolitan,
Neapolitan,
boy.
Neapolitan, boy.
Yeah. 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 I love Neapolitan.
It's a
get that
diabetic
hot fudge
favorite.
Going on now. Some hot fudge, nuts, a little bit of whipped cream, cherry on top. That's Tommy all day.
It's
right
a diabetic
now.
Special. I love it.
What happens if you would eat that, Jay?
Oh, I would not eat that at all. My sugar would be so high.
Can you have any ice cream, Jay?
I mean, you can, but I just don't even
have
mess
sugar-free.
With it.
Sugar free.
No, I don't mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar free.
Sugar free ain't nothing to play with. Let me tell you about sugar free substances. Oh, my God. you have to be by yourself when you eat sugar-free things.
Like that?
Sugar-free what? Candy? Yes, Lord. Yes.
That's good information to know, Jay.
You'll learn.
You're going to learn today?
Eat some sugar-free. You'll see what happens.
Wow.
Kind of like that lady in the coffee house, Jay.
Oh, we have to. Oh, man. Nephew Tommy has a prank phone call coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it is today's Strawberry Letter. And yes, it is another good one. Subject, his ex-wife is a real problem. Mm-hmm. Mm. But up next, the birthday boy is here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
I got to play one of my all-time favorites.
Okay, right? It's your birthday. All right.
This is child support. This is my favorite. Play it.
Hello?
Hello, I am trying to reach a Melvin, please.
Yeah, this is Melvin.
Mr. Melvin, how are you? My name is Tim. I'm with the child support services, and I wanted to give you a call. Going through the records that we have, I wanted to follow up on some things. We're noticing here that your son, Melvin Jr., is going to be turning 18 here pretty soon, but looking at our records, it indicates that you were doing pretty well with child support for 16 years. It just seems like here within the last year, you seem to have fallen off. Seem like we haven't gotten a payment from you within the last year. I'm dating it back now. It looks like 06 of...
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Like January of 06?
Wait a minute. Now, you said for 16 years, my son will be 18 in 3 months.
Right. I know. So, that's what we're saying. It seems like he's approaching 18, sir, but within the last 12, 13 months, sir, we haven't really gotten a payment here from you as far as child support is concerned.
Wait a minute. Hold on now. What you mean you ain't got no payment? They take it out of my check. They take money out of my check every week, every paycheck. That's twice a month. They take money out of my check, and they've been taking money out of my check. So you need, wait a minute. You need to look in that computer again. Look in there again.
Sir, I've gone through the records over and over. I actually thoroughly check before I give people a phone call. I'm almost 99.9% sure. This is dated back 13 months here. You've been paying right at $750 a month. Am I right?
Yes, that's right.
And they break it up over a 4 week period, and you get paid weekly, so they've been taking it out.
Every 2 weeks, they've been taking $375 out of my check.
Right.
So, now, something wrong. They've been taking it. I know they've been taking it out of my check.
Well, sir, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but what happens when situations get to this point, this is what takes place. Even though the child is turning 18, what they're going to do, sir, is now extend child support until the child reaches 21, which is another 3 years now.
Hell no. They've been taking $375 out of my check twice a goddamn month. So I'm not, now, ain't no extending nothing. My court order say when my son turns 18 in 3 months from tomorrow, that damn child support going to get cut off. Ain't no extension to no 21.
Sir.
Now, I take care of my son. Now, you listen to me. Y'all got me f***ed up. I take care of my son, and they take it out of my check.
Sir, wait a minute. What I'm saying is it's not in the computer. We don't have any listings of it. It hasn't been done within the last 13 months. That's when it comes to a situation like this, we extend it.
No, you ain't extending on me. 18, but baby, they talking about I ain't paid. I got the check stubs where they been taken out of my check. Now, how come y'all don't have the records of this?
Sir, do you have...
Baby, where my check stubs? Where the check stubs at? Huh? Then I got a box where I keep the check stubs at.
Do you have every stub?
You damn right I got every check stub. And I got the other damn receipts, everything I bought. Where's your supervisor at?
Sir, I'm the actual manager here. I'm the one that makes the phone call, sir. We've gone through these records over and over, trying to make sure that we were definitely clear on it before we give a...
Oh no, that's bull, man. That's some bull.
Sir, I don't want to be a bearer of bad news.
Don't call me with this bull. You don't want me to be no bearer.
Amount until the child is 21.
That's bull. I bet you wait till my son turns 18. I bet you one thing. Y'all ain't taking out of my check no 21 my
Sir, I'm not going to go back and forth with you, okay? Now, you're going to pay until he's 21, or the worst scenario is you're going to jail.
Well, mister, let me tell you one thing. You listen to me damn good. Now, I know what the hell they've been taking out of my check twice a month. Do you hear me? Is that right? And look here, let me tell you this here. When my son get 18, ain't no more coming out of my check.
Are you having problems giving money to your son to support him, sir?
What the you talking about? I take care of him good. Get him a haircut every week, buying them damn tennis shoes. Still get it. I ain't no problem paying with my son. I take care of my son. I take care of what's mine. And that's what I've been doing for the past damn near 18 years come 3 months from tomorrow. I'm going to still take care of my damn son afterwards. But it ain't coming out of my check to y'all. I'm going to take care of my own because I don't need y'all in my. I need the white folks in my. I bet you one thing in 3 months on that 4 months. Nothing better not come out of my check. Sir, I bet you that.
We're going to. It's going to go until the child is 21.
No, baby, don't tell me calm down now. These, I'm going to get these straight calling me with this.
And we're going to get you straight. We're going to get you straight. You're going to pay until he's 21 because you were negligent for the last 13 months. You were.
Who the f*** you think you talking to, you ignorant son of a you? What's your name? No, baby, this motherfucker I'm telling me.
My name is Tim, and I'm with the Child Support Services. You have been negligent for 13 months, and you're going to pay until.
I'm doing right, baby. This motherfucker hollering at me on my phone. Talking about I ain't. Let me tell you one thing. After 3 months over with, I ain't giving y'all or his mama another thing. But I give it to my son. That ignorant wank ain't getting another penny out of me. So now, not a dime. And you better say it.
Who is that back there?
That's my gal. But you heard what I said, right?
Well, let me say something to your face. Is you listening?
What the you got to say, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Stan.
Man, you my
Melvin, you all right, man?
Forklift driving some. I tell you what, though. I'm going to take the brakes off that forklift in the morning. That he going to run into some. I bet you that. Man, y'all cold in a man.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Melvin. What is the baddest radio show in the world?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's the baddest.
That's my favorite right there.
There you go.
Really? I like that one, too.
That's my favorite.
Any day.
Any day.
Could be today.
Any day,
not
huh?
His birthday. Not on his birthday.
But I asked him, who was that in the background? That's my gal. Oh, man. Okay. Hey, my latest prank CD is in Walmart. It's called Won't He Do It. Won't He Do It. That's me pranking church folks. Go on down there to Walmart, tell them you're looking for Nephew Tommy to prank CD. If it ain't there, tell them to get it.
All right. Well, thank you, Nephew Birthday Boy. Kris Jenner says she will sue you. That's right. Kris Jenner, the mom of Kim and all of those beautiful people in the Kardashian family. Well, she says that the Kardashian-Jenner crew doesn't mind revealing their own personal lives on TV. Everything is out there. But Kris will come for you, and she'll come for your bag if you try to expose the family's tea. Okay? Uh-uh. They can do it, but not you. Kris said that she has no problem suing anyone, even if they're broke. Kris used the example of an employee that allegedly tried to leak Kylie Jenner's pregnancy news and photograph Kylie in her home. When it comes to a violation like that, they would spare no expense to hold someone accountable if it happens on our team. And don't try to use the old I don't have the money excuse, Kris warned. I don't care how much money somebody might have. Some people think, oh, I don't have any money, and they're not going to sue me. Well, we'll take payments. We'll garner those wages for you, maybe for the next 10 years. How about that?
Wow.
But you know what, though? Sometimes, man, like you want to just send a person through the same inconvenience that is costing mm-hmm. you. Like, I got you, ain't got no money. But whatever money you got, you need to get yourself a lawyer with it.
You finna spend it.
Because it's crazy, man. It's so horrible now what people are allowed to get away with. And there's no repercussion for celebrities. I'm with it.
Yeah. All right, that's true, Steve. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is his wife is a real problem. Mm. That's up next.
This Memorial Day, kick off summer at Salvation Army Thrift Stores, where for one day only, all clothing is an additional 50% off. So whether you need a fresh look for the office, a breezy vacation outfit, or cool designer labels for the whole family, on May 28th, you'll score extra great deals for a great cause because all sales fund centers that restore families and do the most good. Visit sastores.org to find a Salvation Army thrift store near you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on sex, on dating, on work, on parenting, on more, submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Strawberry Letter. Anything you want to add to that, Steve?
Yeah, you know, when you click hard. Just click it really hard.
And that's going to do...
You know, that's what? Hard clicking. That's what it is. Yeah, get yours in faster.
All right, come on, birthday boy. Your uncle's crazy.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry Letter.
Subject... His ex-wife is a real problem. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I got married 2 years ago and
wait a minute, hold up.
Uh-huh.
What?
What?
What is the subject?
His ex-wife is a real problem. Why?
Marjorie wrote in?
We will not be We will not be discussing that what came out of your mouth any longer. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I got married 2 years ago. No, it wasn't Marjorie because you guys are 10 years strong.
11, sure.
11? Oh, yes. It's 11. Oh, yeah, next month is 11, huh? Congratulations. Well, anyway, this couple got married 2 years ago, and they couldn't be happier. She says, this is my first marriage, his second. We have a total of 5 kids and 1 on the way. I love our blended family, but my husband's ex-wife has been a problem since day one. I rarely get in my husband's dealings with his ex-wife. Would you be quiet with all that moaning? But now I may have to. When he divorced her, she got the house, $675 monthly in alimony.
All?
Yes.
$675
monthly in alimony and joint custody of the kids. You wish, right? All right. In February, though, she lost the house, so she and the kids had to move in with her mom. Just recently, my husband went to pick up the kids, and the ex-wife asked him to help her get an apartment. My husband is a kind-hearted man, and he has helped her out a lot financially over the years. So when he came home and told me that she asked him for more help, I told him we could discuss it because he didn't give her an answer right away. She got mad. I told him that his kids could come and live with us, but she is not our problem. We have plenty of room for the kids. He said that he and his ex-wife want the kids to stay in their same school districts, so they can't live with us full time. I reminded my husband that his obligation is to his kids, not to her. I told him that I would support him in whatever decision he makes, though. So do you think I put my husband in a bad spot? Am I wrong? Please help. No, you are not wrong. I think you are a very strong and supportive wife. You sound very pleasant and reasonable to me. And you sound like a great mom. You sound like a caring person. I mean, you want to take in his kids in your home. I mean, you're happy to do it. So, no, I don't think you're wrong. I think she is out of line, though. This woman is trifling, and she's trying to control everything. She doesn't like the fact that her husband has moved on and gotten a new wife and you're pregnant and all that. Well, guess what? She can't control it all. The kids can come and live with you. You're okay with that. And your husband and the new baby, the kids can be in the mix. They'll have to get into a new school. They can do that. They have schools everywhere. They have good schools everywhere. They can get into a new and a good school. Ex-wifey will have to get a job. She's going to have to save her money while she's living with her mom so she can get her own place. You say your husband, this is a part though, you say your husband is kind-hearted, which means he might give in to some of his ex's demands. So I just want you to stay there, be supportive, speak up. And, so nothing else will go down as far as the ex-wife's demands are, okay? Just stay there, listen to him, discuss it, and do what you're doing. You're doing fine. You're not wrong. Steve?
Well, you know, Shirley,
yeah.
I hate this letter on so many levels.
I know you do, sir. Sorry about that.
Lord knows, Jesus. This letter don't even skim the surface
of what you've been through.
Of the hell. The debauchery.
Not debauchery.
That my life has been in because of this here. First of all, excuse me for not feeling sorry for your husband because he lost. She got the house and $675 a month. I've lost houses and way, way more than $675. Houses.
Plural.
Yes. Three to be exact. Gone.
Way more.
Dog, I worked for them houses.
But everything's relative. You know that.
What is you talking about, Shirley?
Everything's relative. To them, it may feel like three houses. This
hell yeah, that's
houses.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
And this $675 could be choking him.
Exactly.
But I bet you it ain't choking him like mine.
This is not
I don't give a damn. I ain't no more relative now. Probably shouldn't have said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not anyway. About you, Steve.
Yes, it is. The whole damn subject, his ex-wife is a real problem. How that ain't about me.
Because you're happy now?
Anyway, overjoyed. Just recently, my husband went to pick up the kids, and his ex-wife asked him to help her get an apartment. Well, she lost the house. You know, or I don't know. I don't know if she lost. Did it say she lost
the
house?
Yeah, she lost the house, yes.
Okay, she lost the house. Mm-hmm. She got it. But she can't keep up with what it takes to run that house. So anyway, he paying alimony, but he's also paying child support. Alimony is different from child support. All that is alimony, $675 a month. The child support is different. So y'all please understand this man is cutting way more money than that. All right, now, so she asked him, husband went to pick up the kids, and the ex-wife asked him to help her get an apartment. My husband's a kind-hearted man, and he's helped out a lot financially over the years. And the reason he's helped out financially over the years is because she has the kids. They got joint custody, but the kids live with her. Now, is she using the kids in this situation as a pawn? Yes. But know this. How the mother lives is how the kids live. So he has a dilemma here. He's a kind-hearted man. He loves his kids. Now, he threw with the wife, but guess what? She got the kids. So he got a problem. And I'm going to tell you what he ought to do when we come back. Because I know.
Yeah.
I know all this. Just let it. I'm going to call Marjorie after.
And tell her you love her?
You see, if she just changed some figures.
Steve, you're crazy.
I'm getting my life out.
All right, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 after the hour. Subject, his ex-wife is a real problem.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's have part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter.
His ex-wife is a real problem because they've been divorced and she wants some help getting a damn apartment and he paying $675 alimony and some child support and he lost a house. Well, boo-hoo-hoo. Hey.
What is wrong? No sympathy. But
you wish you had that much to pay.
Man, hell.
It is not about you, though, Steve.
Tell him, Shirley.
It is not.
And.
Help this man. Help this woman.
But let me help you understand.
This is really throwing you off.
Yeah, this letter right here is disgusting to me. Now, he went over to pick the kids up one time, and his ex-wife asked him to help her get an apartment. Now, my husband is a kind-hearted man, and he has helped out a lot financially over the years. So when he came home and told me that she'd ask him for more help, I told him we could discuss it because he didn't give her an answer right away. She got mad. I told him that his kids could come and live with us, but she is not our problem. We have a baby on the way, and we cannot keep helping her. But we have plenty of room for the kids. He said that he and his ex-wife want the kids to stay in their same school district. Now, here we go. Here's a problem. The school district that the kids is in, the kids have friends. So anytime you're involved in an ex, you got to consider these kids. Mm-hmm. Kids like the school. The kids got friends at the school, everything. If he don't help the woman get an apartment, what's going to happen with the kids? Mm. See, that's the dilemma that the bruh's in. And at least he brought it home to you to discuss it with you. But now you suggest that their kids come live with y'all.
Yeah.
Well, that's not how it works. They have joint custody, but in real life, she got custody. He go by there to visit. And then I'll tell you another thing. You can't just take the kids from the mom. Let's just be real about that. It's really unfair because the woman is having financial difficulties to come in and take the kids from their mama. Because the kids love their mama, man, regardless as to what's happening. And you take a child from a mama, man, you're messing with the kid's head. You really are. So the man knows that. Yeah. And you're a good woman because you done told the kids they can come over here. And you cool with it. And all that's good. But the real deal is, look, he going to have to help her get this apartment. At the end of the day, he's got to help her get the apartment. Because it keeps the kids in the school district. And you can make her pay by not helping her. But you also hurt the kids. And that's the dilemma he's in. And I appreciate the sister writing the letter and saying, I told him I could support him in whatever decision he makes. So do you think I put my husband in a bad spot? Am I wrong? Well, you're not wrong for feeling what you're feeling because you're a woman and you want her to stand up on her own and quit using your husband because you know that's what she's doing. But it affects the kids, and she know that. See, and that kind-hearted man that keeps treating her fairly, he your husband now. You have a family with this kind-hearted man. So you get an example of how he is, even when they trying to hurt him, he still got a kind heart. Even when she dogs him out and try to abuse him and use him, he still got a kind heart. Well, that's your husband now. You see what I'm saying? So, no, you're not wrong for feeling that way, but you should also support him in that because it'll make it easier for him because he's torn. He got you and his family and everything, and you loving his kids the way you do, and he loving yours, and y'all got one on the way. But you can't keep giving money like that. But if you don't help her, then what's she going to do? And in not helping her, you don't help the kids.
You don't want that on your conscience.
Mm-hmm. Nah, man. Nah, you don't want that.
But you think it's wrong for if the kids come and live with the dad for
a
change?
Yeah, I think it's wrong.
You do?
I think it's wrong.
Because I know several people who've done that. I mean,
yeah, that's cool if she wants to allow that to happen. Mm-hmm. But
she says they have plenty of space for the kids.
I got all that. But let me help you understand something too, ma'am. Giving her the money for the apartment is going to be cheaper than bringing them kids into the house if it's a financial concern you got. But your real concern is you tired of helping this heifer out, though.
Yeah.
You tired of helping
this
heifer.
He's in the way, yeah.
See, you'll pour all your money into kids, but you tired of pouring it into her. And I understand that.
And she didn't say how she lost the house. She just said she lost the house.
Well, you know why she lost it, because she can't pay for
trifling.
It.
Trifling.
Well, she ain't trifling. Mm. It's just that to own a house is more than making a note.
Yeah.
You know, the maintenance of a house, man, it's expensive being a homeowner.
Or?
So she in over her head. But you got to understand the dilemma that the guy has that has the baby with the other woman. You got to understand that dilemma. And I know a lot of sisters in that position because, look, hey, it's a lot of blended families out here now. But, man, you just got to understand the dude between the rock and the hard place.
You're catching it, man.
And the last thing he needed from is you, too. But this ain't how she talking at the house.
It's a stronger tone at the house.
No. See, all you getting is a letter for her.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's all we go by.
She's so mad that she done wrote the letter. So how we going to keep helping this heifer?
Yeah, that's it. That's the tone. Yeah.
Who she thinks she is? Why don't she get off her tail? We ain't got no money for her. Bring the kids over here.
Exactly. I can't pull the kids out of school.
We got schools over here.
But why didn't she get with him before she lost the house?
What?
Why didn't she talk to the ex-husband before she lost the house?
She did. The lady said in the letter she helped him out financially before. Mm-hmm.
She's still.
And you're going to have to keep helping her.
Yeah.
Because she know you help. So
yeah.
Never go back.
Because she's playing on your heart.
Right. All right. We got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And thank you. Don't forget to join me for the after show live on Facebook every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coming up in 10 minutes, J. Anthony Brown will murder another hit. And more birthday fun with the nephew. Happy birthday, nephew.
Now!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay, come on. You're here to murder another hit. Introduce him, Steve, as only you can.
Oh, it don't take much now because we're losing friends by the thousand.
No, you're not going to lose anybody, Steve.
I
trust
know.
Me.
He always say that,
you're
Nick.
Not. This is a simple...
Shirley?
He always says
he
it.
He always say that, but how many friends we done lost? We got about 12 people.
Yes. Don't even
simple, simple song, yes. Simple situation about a man who's planning a big weekend with a girl and things go wrong. But before we do the song, can I do a shout out for somebody who listens to the show every day, Steve, in London. In London, England, every day on his app. Elroy, man. Thank you, man. Also, shout out to George Wallace's mama. Got another movie. Another movie. What? She got the lead in Jurassic Park. Oh, that's so good. That is so good.
You've already seen it.
She's it's amazing. Good.
They sent you come an on, advanced Jay. Copy.
All right, here we go. Hit it. Shabba-dabba-dwee-dwee, shabba-dabba, shabba-dabba, shabba-dabba. Treat you right. Got some cheap wine and some ice. A big box of chicken wings, mobile sauce and a bag of rice. Girl, you'll be sleeping right when I get through with you. Hurry up and get it here. Let me show you what Viagra do. You see that I'm driving to my pad to clean up. Looks like it's struck by a volcano. Starting watching Netflix with you, baby. After that, we make our own porno. Ooh, baby, pull up, girl. I park my ride. Put the key in, I walk inside. You gotta be kidding me. Let me come to day and ride. Cause then I turn out my lights. I guess some showers where I'll be tonight. The bastard turn out my lights. If I pay the bill, it will be back on tonight. Cause they don't turn out my lights. You have a big weekend planned.
Wow.
And your lights get turned off.
Hey, do it in the dark, baby. Do it in the dark, baby.
Man. You're not gonna let that stop you, Tommy. Huh?
I came by your house. Your the place this. Was dark.
Feel your way through this, baby. You got
boys.
Wine and ice. We can make it in here.
Oh my
you know
God.
How to survive, huh, Tommy?
Okay.
Wow. That is the worst
butt
feeling
naked,
in the world.
Wide eyes, no lights. What are we worrying
no,
about?
Oh, no. All your stuff is hot, man. All your refrigeration is hot, man. It's been
crazy.
Off all day.
You better turn that grill on and cook everything in there for you.
I don't like the sound when they man. Turn your lights off.
In your house real quiet when your lights off?
Yeah. Cool.
It's when it goes.
It's like a horror movie. Yeah.
Everything go at one time.
That was great, Jay, as always.
Uh-huh. Good job, Jay.
Yeah. All right, so we mentioned before we got into Murder the Hit, Steve, Marjorie had a clapback on social media.
My wife went to Memphis for Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
And her kids, you know, that's where they all were born, right? Mm-hmm. So they all went to see their mom and their grandma. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she was just sitting on the front porch on the steps, called it the stoop.
Stoop, yeah.
In Memphis. And just took some pictures and posted it. You know, just having a good time. Marjorie told me, she said, Steve, I really enjoyed my parents this weekend, man. They were so happy that I had come back home. Because she hadn't been there in a long time, you know. Mm-hmm. And she just sitting there, sitting on the stoop. And she
just
posted the
it.
Picture.
Yeah, family time, yeah. Mm. What's wrong with that?
A lot of the compliments were very, very complimentary. Oh, wow. always good to go back where you come from. Good to stay humble and remember your beginnings. Uh-huh. And this one lady said to the effect that why your mama's still living like that in a house like that, you should have bought your mama a bigger house, all that money you got and all this here. It's a shame that you ain't got your mama and them living no better than that. So, you know, the people started going in on the lady. But Marjorie's clap back was, excuse me, my parents are very well taken care of.
Yes, they are.
Secondly, my parents don't want to move. You know, hey man, Marjorie's daddy, 80-something, about 84 now.
But good dude.
84 years old, man.
Rich is the best. He
built that house. Behind the house, he got all kind of extensions built on his house. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't want to move. He the deacon at the church. Yeah. She in the church. You know, they got their mall that they walk at. You know.
Yeah, they don't
want to
move.
Hey, man, they business is across the street that their son runs now. You know, that's their life. They don't want to move. Old people don't want to move. She said, my parents don't want to move. But just so you know, I take very good care of my parents. You know, I just wanted to come home and see them. And boy, they lit whoever typed that. But her clapback was real, you know, because Marjorie's classy. My clapback is
explain different. It, though.
Yeah,
you know?
Is real.
Yeah, my clapback is different.
Level one entry.
Yeah. See, so my digital team didn't want me to comment.
No, they probably kept it from you.
Yeah. Because they know, because my clap's going to be different. Because...
your claps is slapbacks.
They're yeah.
Slapbacks. Backhand.
Yeah.
Backhand.
Yeah.
But that's the way it is. They just don't want to move, and you can't move them. They feel comfortable where they are.
Right. You know? When you get that age, you don't
they're happy
like
for your success,
like that,
they're all that you have and all that, but that's not what they want. They don't want to move.
I'm through putting anything on that social media. I ain't ever doing it again.
You don't have to run from social media. And just like Steve said, I love what Marjorie said. She says she started to block you with your ignorant comment, but I decided to respond first. She takes excellent care of her parents. I know you don't want to respond to ignorant people, but, you know, she's only human.
Right. And you know what? Amen. Let me tell you this.
Right. All right, Steve, listen, hold that thought. I know it's going to be good because that's your baby. Don't nobody mess with your baby. But we'll have more on Steve Harvey's, Marjorie Harvey's clapback, okay? He's going to talk about what his wife said. Oh, my, this is good. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so I know you've been waiting. So, Steve, I know it's on top of your mind. Okay. So someone criticized Marjorie on social media about taking care of her family and her house and why doesn't she buy her mom and dad a new house because you guys can afford it, blah, blah, blah.
And right. So, Shirley, she posted a picture, she being Marjorie, and Steve, your wife, she posted a picture. She went to Memphis for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And she went back. You know how it is when you go back home? Mm-hmm. She posted a picture of her sitting on the stoop. And saying, you know, I'm on the stoop, you know, old times back in the day, that type of picture, that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
And then someone responded saying that she should take better care of her parents, commenting on where her parents live. And so, Steve, you were talking about Marjorie, you know, because how we say sometimes you should ignore people on social media.
Yeah, we always say that it's best, you know, because you don't want to engage them because that gives them life. And we don't want to do that, you know. Just let it go and it'll die out eventually. But no, because I'm sure it was because it was her parents. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're only human and, you know,
don't do me as far as that's concerned. So you were saying about Marjorie's clap back. Go ahead.
I was just saying that they go on a minimum of 4 cruises a year. She travels to visit whoever she wants to visit. They come to our house, man. Dog, I've had my in-laws at our house for a month, 6 weeks. I mean, weeks. They not in the way, man. They the coolest people I've ever met, man. They fun. They nice. They, you know, man, they do their things, man. They got cars in both cities. You know, that when they come visit us, they got a car out here.
Yeah.
They got a car in Atlanta. And you saw Marjorie bought her mama that new car. For a birthday last year. People don't even get it. They live good, man. I mean, but they are the greatest people. I've never had a problem with
so
either one. Man, my in-laws, They the coolest people on planet Earth, man.
Yeah.
Tommy came to town. Pop went down there to see him. You know, hey, man, they just good people. But it's just people. I don't understand people, though, man. They don't get it. Like, you know, Tommy, and I think you should go back to posting stuff on Instagram, because I was kind of torn with that, too. I wanted to use my Instagram and show aspirational living to inspire people.
Yeah.
Like really show you the inner workings of how it works.
So you have something to dream about,
you know,
and
go,
for.
Wow, man, you can get that. Hold up, man, you can wait. They make them, because really they do, man. Man, they make a lot of stuff you never heard of. That because you know you got to know somebody to get it. And I just wanted to start showing that on Instagram to inspire people, because that's what inspired me. I started actually going around people who were where I wanted to be.
Right.
You know. Mm-hmm. See. That's a real smart thing if you could do. Stop hanging with people from your past and start hanging with people who are where you're trying to get to. Mm-hmm. See, people from your past have a tendency to hold you there.
Yeah.
Start hanging around people who are where you're trying to get to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead of just people from your past. If you just hang with people from your past,
you ain't going nowhere.
No, you can't get
forward. Sometimes you have to drop people off. You have to give them up. Yeah.
But I'll do a great little Tommy story if y'all want me to today.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a gift for us.
Look at Team Tommy President.
I'm Team Tommy. I just want to hear this. I probably never heard this
Tommy
story.
Tommy, I'll probably do a good one, though.
Probably. Key word.
Why would you think it would be anything different, Tommy?
Well, for his birthday, we thought it would be great for you to do a little Tommy story. And that would be a happy birthday kind of like to us, too.
Wow.
And happy birthday, Tommy.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
That's what you asked for. I hate this movie. Used to love it.
Well. Hi, little girl.
Hi, Uncle Steve.
Well, it's been quite some time now.
Yes, it
but
has.
But I'm back. Uncle Steve, are y'all ready for another little Tommy story?
Yes, Uncle Steve, it's been so long.
Oh,
happy birthday,
yes, it
Tommy.
Has. Oh, yes, it has.
Mr.
First
Tommy.
Of all, let me just say from the bottom and the depths of my heart and soul, happy birthday to you, nephew Tommy.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
He doesn't sound too happy, Uncle Steve.
Oh, but he will be, because this is going to be a little different, Nephew Tommy. I remember a long time ago on little Tommy's sixth birthday. He had just turned six.
Okay.
And oh, that's when we were still filled with the hope that he might be tall someday.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, we still hoping. Anyway.
But he's 45 today, Uncle Steve.
No, that's where you're wrong. He's 51. He's 51 inches. I'm sorry. I said it was going to be a nice story.
Well, at least he can get into Disney World.
Oh, but that's not on all level. Stop making me do this type of story. Let me tell you what. On his sixth birthday, all of little Tommy's friends came over to the house. You know, and some of his friends were not as fortunate as he. So it was poor kids everywhere. They didn't have money for clothes and everything. A couple of the kids was barefoot. Oh, and it was a pitiful little party. Tommy had on his brand new jumper. Mama had bought him a spectacular all gold jumper by Oshkosh and was glittered out for the birthday. And Tommy would sit there and realize how many poor friends he had. And you know what little Tommy did, everyone? You want to hear the rest of it when we come back?
No.
I think, yeah. Let's just leave this part right here. His heart is as big as gold. We'll be right back with the rest of the show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hi, everybody.
Back again.
Hey, Uncle Steve.
Back.
Hey, Uncle Steve.
Yes. Uncle Steve is back with a continuation of the nephew story.
Okay.
Before we went away, we were talking about the goodness of Tommy's heart. And oh, what a big old heart it is. He just gives and gives and gives. I was telling you on Tommy's sixth birthday, he wore a brand new jumper by Oshkosh. Completely glittered out, all gold.
All gold.
He was fabulous that day. Uh-huh. He had a little tap shoes on because he always wanted tap shoes, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he was just tapping away. He was just happy as he could be. Little Tommy decided to send everybody home with all the food at the birthday party just to help them out. And so everybody was wrapping up food and foiling everything, and everybody was walking past the door thanking Tommy and wishing Tommy a happy birthday. And I felt so proud of him because he had decided to treat others before he treated himself. But he realized that his friends was poor. He was standing around in burlap slacks.
Burlap!
Old cotton shirts. They was basically sitting there looking like a field hand. Tommy, having felt for them, decided to give them all the birthday food he had and let them take it home. These children was overjoyed, kids.
Oh, man.
That thought that they would have food and cake for their stomach all night long.
That was so nice.
And Tommy was standing at the door shaking everybody's hand. And I was standing there as his uncle going, look at this boy with a heart of gold given to people like that. And everybody left. Now you're probably thinking, Uncle Steve, where the rest of the story at? Oh, because when everybody left, I shut the door and locked it. I thought little Tommy had went on up to his room. I didn't check on him because I was never good at babysitting. So I went to bed. Two days later, I got a phone call.
Who was it?
One of the neighbors that was at the party. They said, Uncle Steve. I said, yeah. They said, can we send Tommy home now? I said, send Tommy home. Ain't he upstairs in his bed asleep? They said, well, Uncle Steve, it's been 2 days now. I said, well, I didn't want to bother him because I didn't want to watch him, so I just let him stay in his room. You mean to tell me he ain't in the room? No, he down here at our house. So little Tommy came running up to the door, huffing and puffing, breathing all hard. I said, little Tommy, what's going on? Hey, Uncle Steve, I'm back. I said, what happened to you? Say, when everybody was packing up their food the other day and leaving, somebody rolled me up in some foil.
Boy, that's a doggy bag.
Put me in their pocket, and I've been in their house for 2 days in their jacket pocket trying to tear my way out that foil. But I'm back, Uncle Steve.
I'm back and full of
fun. I'm not doing this.
Happy birthday, boy.
That's how you wish a happy birthday like that.
Oh, man, happy birthday, Tommy. Oh, man.
Hell with y'all.
But the size of your heart, man, is what the story is about. It ain't the fact that you got rolled up.
Look at you on your birthday.
I'm not doing
45. He's 45.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the birthday boy is here with Sports Talk with Unc and Neff. What you got, Tommy, birthday boy?
All right, Uncle Steve, we're going to start Western Conference Finals, baby. You saw my boys. They came back, tied that thing up. It's 1-1. What you think? First, let's just say this. How about them Rockets?
How about them, baby? Yeah.
How about them Rockets?
Junior? Ain't
yes.
you a Rockets fan?
Junior, you better make your little skinny behind better
right
make
now.
Some noise up in here.
He's too fine right
He's
now
too fine
to do all
to
of
clap
that.
For the
yeah,
Rockets.
To do all of that.
Ever since you got this
finished.
Tight sweater.
That was Fat Junior did all that clapping. Now, Tim Junior don't get involved.
Right, Jay.
Absolutely.
What you think, Uncle? You think I got a game in the West? You think my boys are going to show up when they get over to
us? Show up in the West. Did you see the game?
I hope so, man.
Okay. Eastern Conference. Hey, man, Ron,
Houston could actually win a title this year.
I know.
Yeah.
They got to play. I know. They got to play like that every night, every single night.
Can they play like that every
night? Well, but now, I want you to understand something. Golden State, Steve Kerr, they're going to go back and look at film. They're going to say, okay, because what they did the other day was outstanding.
Oh, they did.
The way they passed the ball and got it. And then they got some help from some people that I ain't never even heard of.
You mean on the Rockets, yeah. Steve, when you say that? Yeah. Okay. Mm.
Yeah. You know, Reja, I know, but the other dude, I ain't know who the hell he
PJ
was.
PJ Tucker.
No, I ain't know. Oh, TJ Tucker was clowning last night. Where the hell he come? He had 22 points. He been looking at the score sheet all night. He slept with the score sheet.
So I got to tell y'all this. Me and Jackie go to the game, mm-hmm. All right?
Okay.
We go to the game. If you want to go buy a shirt, we go out and buy a shirt. We come back. It's halftime. We sitting there. And all of a sudden, a couple next to us get put on the Kiss cam. And then the Kiss cam moves right over to us.
Oh.
So, of course, you got to kiss. Yeah, of course, you got to kiss your girl. And then after that, my phone and her phone is blowing up. Everybody saw us on the Kiss cam. So that was our date night.
Our little date night thing. That's cute.
So did you get a call from your side?
Jay. That was a moment, Jay, that you just ruined.
No, the moment's still there. I just asked a question.
You didn't ruin the moment, Jay.
I didn't ruin the moment. The moment is over. He had the moment.
Did you get a call from your side piece?
That's your loyal team member. Go ahead, team.
The president.
Oh, Jay Anthony, you ain't worth a damn, man.
I'm the president of Team Tommy, man.
Steve, I think now is a good time for you to say something.
Oh, God.
I don't understand the president of Team Tommy.
He gotta be the president of Hater Tommy. It's got to be. It's not Team Tommy.
I mean,
saw you on there kissing your wife.
Like, that's a bad thing.
Let's do it to you. So the phone rang. Hello?
You can't talk right now?
I'm at work.
No, you're not at work.
I'm at work.
You're at the game kissing on your wife.
Ain't nobody at no game.
I just saw you. You was on the Kiss cam.
I can't even talk.
You're not. Why are you lying? You was just on the game.
All right. We will be back. We're coming back with Steve's closing remarks at 49 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it's time for your closing remarks.
Today, I want to talk to you about a subject, about how to succeed in spite of lack of support. Let me say that again. How to succeed in spite of lack of support. You know, it's hard. It's hard. It really, really is to make it without a support system. But it's doable. But even if you don't have support around you initially, you can find support. Because, see, support doesn't have to be for your specific idea. You just have to have someone to support the fact that you want to become better. So the best way to do that is surround yourself with some people who want to become better. You don't have to become better at the same thing or have the same interests. Just the mere fact that everybody you start associating yourself with wants to be better, that is plenty of support. The fact that nobody believes specifically in your dreams, you don't need that. But the fact that somebody will support your dreams no matter what they are because you dared to dream them, that's what you're looking for. So don't get too bent out of shape when people don't support your dreams. A lot of times people don't support your dreams because they just don't. First of all, they don't get it. God didn't give them the same vision he gave you. That's why sharing your dreams with people is so tough sometimes. Because if you want to kill a big dream, I've often said this many times before, but if you want to kill a big dream, then tell it to a small-minded person. That's the fastest way to kill it. But you can also kill it by expecting them to see what you see, because they're not. They can't see what you see. God did not place it in their imagination. See, your imagination is yours. Albert Einstein said, imagination is everything. It's to preview to life's coming attractions. One more time. Albert Einstein said, imagination is everything. It's to preview to life's coming attractions. But your imagination is also the evidence of things not seen. Which is the second half of a very, very powerful scripture that says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Your imagination is the second half of that scripture. When they say the evidence of things not seen, it's a reference to your imagination. See, imagination is everything. It's a preview to life's coming attraction. But your imagination comes from God. So it is the evidence of things not seen. And the reason they say it's evidence of things not seen, because your imagination, you're the only one that can see it. You can't expect nobody else to see it because God didn't put it in their head. But your imagination is actually a preview of a coming attraction that God has for you. That's actually what your imagination is. If you could wrap your mind around that concept, folks, it would serve you well. Because I used to did not understand my imagination. Why does it keep going to all of these places? Why does my imagination keep getting away from me like this? Man, my imagination wasn't getting away from me. It was taking me places. It was taking me places through the form of imagination that I would dare to dream of. My imagination was so explicit and so big, it had me seeing stuff in myself that it had me seeing stuff about myself that I didn't know about myself. I didn't know that my imagination would take me here. And really, God has taken me further than my imagination because he has this thing called grace. So what it is, y'all, is, look, how do you succeed in spite of lack of support? Your dreams, your visions, your imagination, put them in front of you. Let that be your motivation. Sometimes you're not going to get support. I don't get support for the majority of the things I offer to do. But I do it anyway. I step forward. I step out on faith. I jump. I take a leap. I hold my breath. And as I'm falling, I start to breathe. And sometimes when I'm falling, I have to hold my breath because I feel like I'm going to slam face first into the ground. But here he come like he always do. He come get me every single time. And don't he come get you? Yes, he does. That's it. I don't have no more today. I think I just wanted to say that to you all. How do you succeed in spite of the lack of support? You just got to go through it, man. And get yourself around some like-minded people and who want to be successful. Not exactly in what you want to be, but that's all you need. That's how it's done. I hope that was good.
Absolutely.
That was very good. Yeah. That was very good.
Very good.
Sit down. Yesterday was the last day of the talk show.
Wow,
talk show
well,
ended last
year. Emmy nominated Emmy winner. Whoa.
That's right.
What?
That's right.
Yes, boy. We did the damn thing. We just want to say thank you for honor my junior, but man, we thank you so damn much.
We really do,
we
man.
We thank you, man. Yeah.
Thank you so
and
much.
Let me tell
for
you
the
what,
experience
man.
And for the
man.
Ride.
Yeah.
First seat.
Congratulations. And let me tell you what's right up there with that. I'm hosting Hercules Sunday night. Amazing Grace.
Go ahead, son.
That's right up there.
Amazing Grace Conservatory presents Hercules, Los Angeles, California. Come check me out. I'm with my girl, Wendy Raquel
Robinson. Wendy,
yes.
I love her, man.
Nate Holden, Performing Arts Center. 7:30 show. That's all I want to say.
Hey, time.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, man.
Ice cream time, boy. Hey, it's ice cream time.
Happy birthday, Tommy.
Thank you, sir.
And have a great weekend.
It's Friday.
That's true. Go Cleveland.
in the morning.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.